Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Steve Hamilton of Database by Design, and today we are going to discuss creating a data guard architecture with Grid versus Enterprise Manager. I am a practicing consultant with an excess of 18 years of experience. I've worked with clients all over the United States as well as all over the world. Some of my clients include major stockbroking firms, as well as food processing firms, as well as credit card processing firms. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box found below. Okay, let's get started. In today's radio show, we're going to talk about the differences of Grid versus Enterprise Console. The differences between a enterprise console environment versus a grid environment is the differences between displaying or utilizing everything in your IT infrastructure versus a single database console. So if we talk about a grid environment is designed to manage everything within your IT infrastructure. A grid environment can manage an individual host, it can manage an individual target, it can manage application servers, web applications. Whereas Enterprise Manager is really only designed to monitor a single instance. With Oracle, we are really moving everything towards the grid. The grid environment will consist of these three things: the OMS, the OMR, and the OMA. We will identify a specific grid server, and on that grid server, we will deploy those three things: the OMS, which is the services, basically what makes the grid run, the OMR, which is the actual database, and the agent, which communicates between the host and the specific database server. What we will do in a grid environment, we'll then take the software, which is called an agent, and take that agent and deploy it to a specific, what is referred to as a monitored target. And in that monitored target, we will deploy the agent. And it will reside on top of this specific host. For example, it could be a Windows host or a Linux host. And as soon as we deploy that agent, it will automatically start collecting information about that host and then upload the information to the grid server. The huge advantage to the grid environment is, let's say that we can monitor multiple Oracle databases at a time. The grid environment enables us to create what's called groups, and those groups can be anything. They can be a database group or a series of database groups, a series of application servers, a series of database host servers, or servers in general. It doesn't even have to be a database host. Now, if we wish to make a change, we can make a change and deploy that change across all members within the group without actually having to touch each individual database. So for example, let's say we're changing a database parameter. If we were changing a database parameter and we wanted to make that change consistent across all 10 databases, we could create a database group, place all 10 databases in that database group, and then deploy that change across all members within the group. Within a grid environment, it also gives us the capability to do comparing of configurations. If we want to see the exact differences between two specific databases, we can do that. In a grid environment, I can pick up database A and then pick up database B and compare database A versus database B. And it will specifically show me the differences between database A and database B. Not only can you do that with a database, you can also do that with a host. Let's say you want to compare one Linux host versus another Linux host. We can do that. We can go ahead and pick up a specific production Linux host and compare it against our development Linux host to see if there's any differences. The other thing to understand about the grid environment is the grid environment can manage anything in your IT infrastructure, regardless if it's Oracle related or not. So in a grid environment, we can manage or monitor a SQL Server database, a DB2 database, an Oracle database, a Sybase database, and even a Progress database. In a grid environment, we can also manage or monitor IBM WebSphere products, IBM application servers, Tuxedo application servers. It does not have to be a specific Oracle product to monitor within the grid. Now, this is going to differ quite a bit between the Enterprise Management Tool. The Enterprise Management Tool, or the Enterprise Management Console, will come standard with every Oracle database installation. So when you install an Oracle database, you will have the option of, do you want to configure this database within Enterprise Console? If Grid is deployed to that server, do you want to have it managed within Grid? A lot of organizations just have yet to deploy Grid. Most of the clients that I have dealing with, they all use Grid, and I highly recommend that you do it. But Enterprise Console is part of the default installation within every Oracle 10 and 11G install. What Enterprise Console enables you to do is gives you a nice GUI front end or a web-based interface to manage a single database instance or single database installation on a specific node. Why I said single database instance is, let's say that we've placed 5 databases on this node. If we've placed 5 databases on this node, we would have 5 occurrences of the Enterprise Manager product. Each occurrence of the Enterprise Manager product would be accessible via a different port. So for example, the first one would be on host port 5500, the second one would be 5501, 5502, 5503, 5504, etc., etc. So we would have a fair amount of redundant software also built on that particular database server. If we're using the grid environment, in the grid environment, we would deploy the agent once, and then for each individual database, it would just be referenced in the grid environment. The grid environment is also a web-enabled tool where you have your grid administrator log into one common URL, and then within that one common URL, they can see all of the databases that they have access to. We can also limit what databases, what individuals have access to by specific usernames and passwords. Remember I talked about groups a little bit. We can group all of the databases together so only the production DBAs can see the production databases, or only the development DBAs can see the development databases. Certainly only your SQL Server DBAs can see your SQL Server databases, as well as your DB2 DBAs can only see your DB2 databases. So when we look at the overall differences between Enterprise Manager and Grid, Grid gives us the capability to manage everything within our IT infrastructure. The way I look at it is, if it has a plugin, if it can be plugged into the wall, Grid can manage it. Even if it can't be plugged in, Grid can manage it. Because obviously you don't plug in a database, you don't plug in, or you plug in an application server, but you don't plug in like a web application. So the Grid is the overall IT infrastructure management tool. Whereas Enterprise Manager is just a utility that is going to manage a specific database on a specific host. You do not have the ability to manage or monitor any other database on any other host or multiple hosts within an Enterprise Manager scenario. That is a one-to-one relationship. The other advantage of using Grid is, if within a Grid environment, we can create what's called services and systems. So within the Grid environment, I can create a series of systems, which is a collection of physical devices. And those physical devices can be made up of all components within the Grid. So bottom line here is, the number one thing that you have to understand is Grid monitors everything. Enterprise Manager effectively just monitors one thing. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box below. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.